This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes, I do.
Media at its finest. The Doug gang here. Well, we have two-thirds of the Doug gang, Doug and Victoria and Kara here, as we celebrate the first of the year. So I thought it was kind of cute, and people that are good program directors and managers will say, why is he talking about television? He's on the radio. But I just think it's cute. Just during the top of the hour, I was watching the Today Show, which I think is still the best of all the morning shows. And Katie Couric is back on this week to celebrate Matt Lauer beginning his 21st year. He's been on the Today Show for 20 years, and so they're going to celebrate that. It just looks like the two of them fit hand in glove. And he said to her, how does it feel to be back? She says, it feels like I never left. Which, when you get in, it's like riding a bicycle or going swimming or something like that, like doing this radio program. I can do this radio program standing on my head. Oftentimes, some of the technical stuff makes it sound like I'm doing it on my head. But it just is, it's just kind of cute. I've always had admiration for her. And I don't have, maybe it's just being stuck with things that are. You get used to things, you like them. I mean, I don't watch that much stuff because I'm on the air when they're on the air, but you get bits and pieces of it here and there. And I just have always thought that, go back to the Today Show that originated, like the Tonight Show, NBC started all of that stuff. And I think they have their leg up on most of the other networks on both of the shows, frankly.
It's so funny, the ratings would not indicate that at all. The ratings are, their GMA has been beating them for the last couple of years in ratings.
I thought that that was back and forth and up and down, and it was.
It was for a while, but then back. GMA pulled ahead.
Yeah,
the last time I saw a few months ago.
I don't get that show at all. I think that.
To me, GMA is kind of a mess. It's just, there's too many things going
ego,
on.
But the ego. I mean, Stephanopoulos I have regard for because he's been able to create a career for himself. He's cut out a very good swath for himself. I don't get the enthusiasm for Robin Roberts. I just don't think she has. She just doesn't have it, as far as I'm concerned. And the other people
who like seem
blasé. And the CBS
the rest
show.
Kinda,
I mean, if you'd asked me to describe the CBS show, I would do with the CBS show what you just used for descriptions of the ABC show. I just think the CBS show is a unbelievable mess.
And,
well, but maybe some the IMUS people may say that about this program, right?
Yeah.
Could be, that's Stefan's show. That's a mess. Got all those women on there. Who's in charge? Anyway, so your business is going to get better in 2017 if you have a good leader. Are you a good leader? If you're a good leader, then, and I don't know even what the definition of good leader is, good leadership. People respect the person who's on the top. People work well with the person on the top. Those of us who are, I'm supposedly the leader of this gang, because all of these shows that I do I've sort of put together from scratch, but you can't do it by yourself. Good leaders know that you need good support. And so that's why I think if you're smart about how you run your business, if you're a business person or you're working in a business, you give the boss a little bit of room. It is, after all, his dime or her dime. They're the ones that have created it. They're the ones who have invested. So you got to give them some creative license. And then if the people are smart that are running the businesses and they have hired good people, they'll listen or they'll approach the people that are working for them and say, okay, what do you think about this and what do you think about that or how do we do this, how do we do that? I don't know if I do a good job of that, but I try to get a lot of input from the people who are with me because I think that they have an expertise that maybe I haven't quite touched as much as I might like to. There are some things that are out of reach for some leaders. So, but if you're going to do something different this year and you have a business, maybe think about the people who are around you and give them room to grow because with them, if they grow, you will grow. I believe that's the way to focus on it anyway. Speaking of that, yesterday, Meredith and I went over to Lion Country Safari, which is here in South Florida, in Palm Beach County. I've never been there. She was there once a number of years ago. I've been coming to Florida since the 1960s and have spent a lot of time here. And for whatever the reason, I never even brought my children over there. I thought it was a lot of hoopla until I got there. Meredith said, let's go. And so, yep, we did. And we saw the biggest turtle that we posted a couple of, there's a couple of pictures of the water buffalo and lions and stuff. But they have all kinds of animals there. And this huge, do you know that the tortoises can weigh 300, 400 pounds and they can live to be 150 years old? I have some turtles in my little pond, but these things are huge. Or how does I'm supposed to say huge? They really are. And the pelicans.
I mean, I've seen like the Galapagos turtles.
Yeah.
Then they're massive. I mean, it looks like you could like ride on them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, even snapping turtles, which are pretty regular everyday turtles, when they get big, when they get like fully adult sized, they're like bigger than your entire like abdomen. They're so huge.
Yeah. And you want to stay as far away from
them
as you can.
Yeah, because they'll snap your hand off.
They'll be happy to chew your finger right off. Llamas all over the place here, but the most magnificent things are these lions, the male lions with their mane, seeing them up close. I've never gone on a safari. I've been in places in Africa where there were, when I went to South Africa a number of years ago, I went out with a gentleman who took me into areas where most humans don't go, and I remember it scared the you-know-what out of me. We were in this area, and a lion came up to the car and jumped up on the windows of the car. Obviously, the windows were closed, but it was just, I don't know that the lion was trying to attack us, but it was an experience. This is a little softer. Well, the lions are really caged so that they can't get out. Thank heavens. Probably wouldn't be so popular. And all the other animals wouldn't survive. There are ostriches in there. There are all these brown. There are a lot of horsey-looking creatures and cow-looking creatures in there. The wildebeests are extraordinary. I love this. The Watusis. There's an old dance from the 50s called the Watusi, and it came from these animals that had huge horns on them. Huh. And we saw the chimpanzees and learned that they are so strong. They can take something that weighs 300 pounds and throw it. Their strength is 8 times that of a human being because of the way that they have been built and developed. Then there are different types of rhinos, white ones and black ones, and you get up close and personal with them as well. I find it to be one of those things that we don't pay a lot of attention to. Animals, there were tons of people in there yesterday bringing their children through and, the pictures and all that, but we didn't hear much discussion about the fate of giraffes. For me, the giraffes are the most magnificent animals, and
so
I had
gorgeous.
Never seen one as close as I saw yesterday. Looking at the necks of these things, they have a special valve in their neck to get blood up to their heads. And you look at these creatures, and they're beautiful. They're vulnerable. Matter of fact, I think giraffe populations are declining. Greatly.
Rapidly, yep.
Yeah, and so that's something to be concerned about. I think that the idea of understanding how their bodies work, and you look at all the various bodies on these animals, and you have to believe in a higher power. Meredith and I were talking because we both have the same spiritual beliefs, but you look at these beautiful animals, and you think, there's no accident here. This is something that was in the entire history of the earth. You look at some of these magnificent animals, and you know that there is some kind of divine wisdom that created them. Again, using the giraffe that has an 8-foot-long neck, normally you couldn't get blood on the normal size heart up to a brain of an animal like that, but because there is a valve that has been developed through the history of the animal, that's how the blood gets up to the brain. That's how it survives. But to watch them walk around, just It's really fantastic. So, anyway, I'm not doing this as an ad for Lion Country Safari, but what I am doing is suggesting that there are many magnificent creatures in our world, and maybe part of your 2017 might be to take a little bit of time and get to go to places. I'd rather go to one of these places because the animals are not confined. I think zoos are pathetic. I don't like zoos. I don't go to zoos. I wouldn't take my grandson to a zoo. I didn't take my children to zoos because I don't like the confinement. But in a place like this, and there are four or five of these places around the country.
This is more of like an animal sanctuary.
That's exactly what it is. It's a sanctuary. They work on various problems that these animals have in survival around the world, including this whole business about what's going on with the giraffes, and try to breed more of them and keep them healthier. And, you know, I think that I don't know for sure, but when I said we were talking about this, this has to be run by some kind of, funded by some kind of foundation. That put the money up. I think this thing's been there for 35 years or so, and there's some kind of foundation that is sponsoring or is providing the money, although it isn't cheap to get in. We paid $36 a piece to get in. We spent about 2.5 hours there. And there's much to see, a lot of different things to see. So if you happen to be fortunate enough to come to South Florida over the course of this winter or whenever, make a reservation to surely go over to this. But as I say, there are a couple of more places like this around the country. Have to be in warm weather climes because some of these animals, most of them, as a matter of fact, wouldn't survive north of the Mason-Dixon line. But it's nicely done and very much an educational force, and that's what I like about things like this as well. Lots of education.
Well, I can tell you one quick thing. A quick Google search told me that it opened in 1967, and it was a new concept that animal lovers called the Cageless Zoo.
Yeah.
And it was the Lion Country Safari was founded by a group of South African and British entrepreneurs who wanted to bring the safari experience to the South Florida area, knowing that the climate, like you were just saying, was, you know, sort of friendly to a lot of these species.
There's a woman named Jane Goodall who was involved in this somehow or other. I think there's a trust in her name. But I think there are a lot of people who have their... South Florida is a fascinating place. There's so many people here, you know, in the last couple of weeks I've spent a lot of time here, more than I have for a while, and going into various restaurants, going to various parts of Miami or up in Palm Beach County where we are. We actually drove by Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve after we had dinner. We were just driving around the island and drove by, and Trump was there. And I was really surprised, and so was Meredith, at the lack of real serious security. I mean, there's a police person, police presence at the road as you drive down this is on the ocean, on Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach. Then you get to Mar-a-Lago and you go around the corner. I mean, you can see it's pristine and it's very prominent. And then the back way in, there was a police officer there. The gate was open, and then you drive by the airport. This is more interesting. It's kind of like what they did in New York City for the New Year's Eve celebration. Trump's plane is parked at Palm Beach International, and they used to put it in one place. You always would see it at one end, but they moved it, and they've surrounded it with school buses so that if somebody was trying to get through the fences and get to the plane, they'd have to plow through the school buses. I thought that was very old, you know, sort of junk school buses, but still running. They surrounded the plane with the school buses, much the same as in New York. Did you see any of the sanitation trucks that were loaded with sand that they put at each of the streets so that if somebody decided to do what happened in Berlin, they wouldn't be able to get through? And
no,
I think that's the same thing. I mean, people
same
are so
idea.
Crazy today.
I know.
Doing that crazy stuff. But anyway, no. Trump apparently played golf on Friday with Tiger Woods. A lot of people saw that about the only time. Was it Friday or Thursday of last week? I think that was the only visible time he'd been out. Well, people in Palm Beach, you know, like New York, they can't stand it now because when he's moving to the airport, fortunately it's not a long ride. It's a straight shot out the, it's about 5 minutes from his place to the airport. But the traffic, everything is getting crazy down here, as it is everywhere else in New York. The people weren't ready to tear their hair out because of the mess that happens every time he shows up in New York. All right, food for thought. Happy New Year. It's 21 after the hour with DJV.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now 23 after the hour, DJ V, Doug and Victoria and Kara here with New Music Monday. Every Monday at this time we focus on 3 or 4 new tunes that are out this week. And this is the first of 3 we'll focus on today. Shawn Mendes, Don't Be a Fool. This is a live performance from his first live album at Madison Square Garden. The album last year, Illuminate, was a big hit. And he recorded his concerts at Madison Square Garden toward the end of the year and then has released this. So this is Don't Be a Fool. I don't know much about this song, though, Victoria. What do we know about a little about him, if you want to?
He's a, I believe, young Canadian. Kind of came out of nowhere, but soulful. And just exploded all over the pop charts this year. I mean, he really just, he was really huge on the scene, so.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a live album come out the same year that your debut album comes out, that's not often. A lot of people can do that.
So what am I missing here? I'm not getting anything. I'm not feeling anything from this song. Do we need to be quiet and listen to it for a second so we get out of it?
I think that the live version, I'm kind of interested that he put this out, because I don't think it does much justice to him. I think
it's awful, frankly, listening to it.
The sound quality is not right here. Kara, can you pull up the album cut of it? It's actually a great song, but yeah, I think we're losing.
So who would be attracted to buy something like this?
Oh, he's
the buyer.
Legions of tweens and young girl
really?
Fans. Oh yeah, he's a cute guy too. So
is he a Bruno Mars sort?
No, he's more of a balladeer, I would say. He's more like piano, guitar, slower kind of blue-eyed
like
soul. No, not crooner. I mean, more blue-eyed soul, but pop. Here, this is better.
And say that you love me.
Yeah, I like this much better.
'Cause you'll find a man who will stand by your side and will
okay.
be there.
So here's the inside scoop on stuff like this. The reason it sounds better is because it's better produced. Most of the live shows can't bring you what they can put together in a studio because it's just there's one. Basically, what you're hearing is one track, and that's what they can do with a live performance, unless they try to do like Mariah Carey the other night with recorded support music, if you will, for the performance. But this is much better than and most of the time that's the case. Like when you see somebody performing, it's nice to hear the hits, but you know they never sound as good because they aren't as good as what you can get done in the studio. That's the way it is. So, all right, so that's Shawn Mendes. Let's move on. Here's somebody who's extraordinarily popular with a good reason, Norah Jones. On the album Daybreaks, first album in 3 years. This is what she's known for. Been around for 15 years or so. It's called Flipside. When she hits it right, she hits it.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like she hit it here with this. Here. All right, another new tune. Wow. Chicago. From Now More Than Ever, the history of Chicago. This is a remastering of 53 tracks, like questions 67 and 68. This is...
Are you a Chicago fan?
The early Chicago I was. Once McDonald got there, he ruined it. And then Peter Cetera, what McDonald didn't ruin, Cetera did. But the early Chicago was very good stuff. First four or five, six big songs of theirs. That trumpet sound, fabulous. So, here we are with some new music for this Monday, 28 past the hour.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, up to 20% of the U.S. population will get the flu this year. Dr. Kari Peterson, a New York City-based physician, reminds us of the symptoms to look out for.
Unlike cold symptoms that usually come on gradually and progress over time, the flu often hits you fast and furious with the sudden onset of fever, aches, fatigue, cough, and headache.
Dr. Peterson says there are ways to alleviate flu symptoms if you do get sick, like drinking plenty of fluids to stay hydrated and using a humidifier to make breathing easier. She also recommends humidifiers for their preventative benefits.
Studies have shown that the cold and flu virus thrive in dry places. By keeping the humidity levels in your home between 40 and 60%, humidifiers can help reduce the survival of flu viruses on surfaces and in the air.
For more information, visit VicksHumidifiers.com. That's VicksHumidifiers.com.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A young couple thought they were living the American dream when they bought a little yellow house with a white picket fence in El Dorado Hills, California. But then, the town decided to ban yellow and require all homes to be beige or tan. This young couple decided to fight back. They finally won a long court battle, so the town decided to get even by banning the picket fence, too. The city manager said, "If you allow yellow, then when a guy comes in and says he likes purple, where do you draw the line? How about looking through the lens of liberty and drawing the line at freedom? If people can't paint their house whatever color makes them happy, they should see red."
Go to Lens.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour now, 1/2/17 is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We're going to have the amazing Kreskin in with his forecast and predictions for the coming year. Had him around last week, and all he did was talk about 2016 and whatever conversations that we'd had in the past. So I'm trying to push all of that stuff aside, trying to get rid of all of the 2016 stuff, like the buzzwords that people want to get rid of. Lake Superior State University published its 42nd annual list of words to be forgotten. The school takes public suggestions for words or phrases that ought to be torched for misuse, overuse, and uselessness. So let's see here.
A lot of those.
The list. Yeah, that's for sure. We had I don't know that we added, though. There were a couple of words that were the big words of last year. Maybe it goes hand in hand with this conversation. Town hall meeting is overused for sure. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
None of it. It's not. None of it's even what it's supposed to be anyway.
It's
ridiculous. What you do in Framingham is actually a town hall meeting. When you're in Framingham, Massachusetts,
right.
And you
I'm
go
a
to
member
your,
of the town, of
right.
town meeting. Yes, yes.
That's actually a town hall meeting where it's just people in the town talking about their local issues. That's what it's supposed to be. But then it turns into a CNN debacle.
And then there's historic. Boy, is that word overused. Oh, right. And most of the time, they don't put the right preposition in front of it. And historic
thank
meeting.
You.
Yeah,
thank
ding,
you.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding,
oh,
ding, ding.
That's one that gets me every time. Ahistoric? Yeah. No, it's an historic.
I don't know this word. Dad bod? What's a D-A-D-B-O-D? I don't know what that is.
Dad bod became popular in 2016 because it's basically like when a dad, when a guy becomes a dad, he gets kind of flabby. And, like, you know, you've heard about jeans. You know, they're going to criticize Obama for wearing dad jeans. They're sort of, like, frumpy, and, like, a dad bod gets kind of soft. He loses his muscle tone. He doesn't have good arms or pecs or abs anymore. So he's got a dad bod.
Not me. I'm working on all that stuff. Keep it going. And I got tight jeans to prove it. It seemed to me what the doctor ordered. So, all right, so that's... something happened in 2016, or words that we kind of can forget about. There's a person who's shown up on the scene during this past year that seems to be very interesting, at least for people who are investors, known as the Oprah of Wall Street, a fellow named Kay High. Real name, is it Kemardi? I guess it is. K-H-E-M-A-R-I-D-H. Was on Wall Street making a lot of money, and he apparently graduated from Yale as a computer science whiz, and went right up to the top of the heap at Wall Street, a managing director at 37. Like the show, if you haven't seen Billions, I've now taken to it like I've taken to House of Cards. It's one of those things that you watch it, binge watch it. It's quite a good show, actually, with Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti. It's a very good show, actually. And so it takes a close look at the life of people like this, who live their life in jeans and Nikes, because they've done so well, they can wear whatever they want to wear. But he wasn't comfortable, apparently, with what he was doing, Victoria. Mm-hmm. And he's a meditator. He's a journalist, by the way. The new definition of journalism and journalist is someone who keeps a journal, someone who writes down his or her thoughts and what's going on in your life, your observations, your thoughts. That's what a journal, in the new era of 2017, journalism is you're the star of your own journal. And maybe you might want to start keeping a journal. I think that there's a lot to be said from one's own observation. We see all of this stuff on social media, so why not give your own observations of things? What are your thoughts? Don't give over to somebody else's thoughts. They're just their thoughts. Your thoughts are as important as the next person's. Don't discount them just because they're yours, for heaven's sakes. Anyway, what do we take away from this guy? He thinks that if 10 is the scale, 1 to 10, he never performed better than a 6 or a 7, and yet he made all of this money, but he thought it was because he wasn't properly motivated. So he has a newsletter of sorts, 4,500 subscribers, and I'm betting that all of them are your age, Victoria, or younger.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'm reading through this article, too, on him, and he apparently has 20s and 30s people reading his Rad Reads, is the name of the newsletter.
Yeah.
And, to me, I have a bit of a cynical approach to people like this.
I don't disagree.
You made $1 billion. It's easy to wear a polka-dotted sweater and neon blue Nikes every day, and that's like your thing now. It's like, you know, when millennials are actually out there struggling to find jobs and to keep jobs and to find a career path, and it's great that you've made enough money, and I never begrudge anybody for making money.
Nope.
But it's awesome that this guy has done that, and he's been able to travel the world with his wife and his baby and meditate. That's really cool. But I don't know. I mean, I'm a bit of a cynic when you become a life advice giver, you know, I mean, unless you want everyone to take that same path, make $1 billion and then be able to give out spiritual advice. Okay. If that's what you're preaching, then I get it. But other than that, I don't really know how helpful it is.
I know. Well, it may be helpful to some and not helpful to others. It may not work for you, but there are some people that probably will benefit from hearing from him. But the only thing that has value, and I'll go back to what I said a few minutes ago, he started journaling, and that's when he started thinking about his life, and what it meant or what it didn't mean. And so he's basically, that the journal, the word journalist comes from that. And what I suggest that you take away, my takeaway from him, is just what I told you, that he is a journalist. He's journaling and writing down his or her thoughts, and you should do the same. I think it's very productive to do that, to understand and go back and look and reflect on what it is that means something to you in a way to become a better person, perhaps. You understand that I think most people want to be better, and sometimes they don't have a real clear definition of what better means and what the process is. So maybe he'll help a little bit, and maybe you're writing things down. I think writing things down is the way to get best results. Writing things puts them into a form you can look at and say, oh, yeah. And, you know, maybe even go back to it a month later, a year later, and see what you were working, because you're going to almost always change the navigation through life. I think comes from looking, observing, thinking, and writing some of those thoughts down.
And I think for setting intentions, which is what I like to do instead of resolutions, I like to set intentions. And Lewis and I have a list of things that we have put right up on our refrigerator. And whenever we reach any of those goals, we put a bunch of check marks and smiley faces and everything next to it. And when you see a daily list of intentions, it just helps you focus so much more. And you know, rather than going to bed every night saying, which I always go to sleep, the last thing I do before I go to sleep every day is list at least five or six things that I'm grateful for that happened during the day or people.
Excellent.
But having things written down, I think it makes it so much more concrete and it helps your message stay on point. So I think that journaling and lists are really important.
Yep. Easy to see it in front of you and then hold on to it. All right, 42 past the hour. We're a moment away from a discussion about the year 2017 with the amazing Kreskin here with DJV.
To get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 44 past the hour. Back into the forecasting mode as we are in the year 2017. The amazing Kreskin back with us again to give us his forecast, some of the predictions he thinks. I suppose some of this stuff is very, Kreskin, when you get down to the bottom line, it's a boilerplate. People all want the same thing. I don't know that I want the same thing. I don't know my listeners do. But then you give us a few basic predictions, and then maybe we'll travel down a side street with what you think the future holds for many in the year 2017. What do you get when you look ahead thinking about
country, the world?
It's a good you ask that, Doug, because I don't go usually the run of the mill. You know, most of the questions have been asked. The most common question is, you know, about the war. Of course, we're in a world war right now. How long do I think it's going to last, and so forth? And that I can answer very very quickly. And by the way, I'm not looking into a crystal ball because I get a headache when I do that. But I travel so endlessly, and I'm tuning on the thoughts of people all over the world. The war that we're at now, I don't. As far as how long it will last, I don't think anyone's alive that will see the end of the war. I think in that area, and I know Trump, I've been in his home and so forth, I don't think he'll succeed in ending it because we're not studying history, and without going into great detail, I'm not a negative person, but if you look at history, the longest wars have always been religious wars, wars that had some religious connotation, because you're fighting not only ideas, but also you're not fighting just power, you're fighting ideas and what have you. But I'll tell you what's caused a tremendous, I can't even believe the amount of response I've had, especially out of Hollywood, is my prediction about movies in the future. I believe that it won't be within a year, but within 2 years, you're going to see the return of something that's unheard of today. It's been unheard of for about 20 years, and that's double features. Because when we go to a movie today, you know, as you know, we're seeing one movie, we pay a lot of money for it and so forth. And the reason that so many people in Hollywood, so many writers are leaving Hollywood, leaving and going to television, is that the movies are not as successfully received, except for about 20-25%, as they once were. When they send them to China, yes, because China has thousands of theaters and they're taking every movie conceivable. But most of our movies are not being that well received. And one of the reasons is, look at the old-time movies. Look at the success when Alfred Hitchcock movies were only an hour and a half in length. Many of the best movies, Humphrey Bogart movies, were an hour and 40 minutes. And because to pay the amount of money to see one movie, movies have to be stretched to 2 hours. And they're ruining many, many stories that are just should not be stretched that long. So I think the person that comes along and goes for double features will be an innovative thing. You'll be able to watch something unheard of, westerns and comedies and what have you. And by the way, I can't mention the producers. I've gotten calls from major producers saying, Kreskin, if you can make it happen, we would love to see this because, you know, if you wrote a book that's 300 pages and the story should be 180 pages for a good book, why fill it with noise, explosions and what have you, which is happening to movie after movie after movie. The other thing I'd like to mention, folks, and that is, please, I love animals, and those of you, and this is not just California. There's a number of states right now. I love animals. I love pets. I've had 4 cats, and if I weren't traveling, I'd have dogs. Please, if you plan for the first time to adopt an animal, please listen to me. Please, don't. Wait a couple of weeks. Don't for 2 weeks before you do. Why am I saying this? Because I predict more than ever before, and people in California agree with me when they've heard this, I predict you're going to see more and more animals left after a year or two on streets and highways. Cats and dogs just left there. It happens already, but it will happen more than ever because a number of states, including California, the veterinarians are being bought by monopolies. So the veterinarian groups are only owned by one or two people. This means the cost of treatment is going to go sky high and constant unless you can get a private vet, and people are going to start finding they can't afford animals. Please, you don't turn people, part of your family, away. You've got to expect to take care of them and keep good care of them. It's something wow. that... And Doug, I hope you feel the same about love.
Yeah, no, I do actually. I think that's a great message to focus on. Take care of the animals. A thing, a job for you in 2017. Take care of the animals because they certainly take care of you. Love and adoration. Thank you, Kreskin, with some interesting ideas as we move into 2017.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Unforgettable in every way.
So unforgettable. This is from Finding Dory.
Well, this is Sia covering Unforgettable. Ah. Yes. It was originally Nat King Cole, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And his daughter then, Natalie, right, did a version with him.
They did it together, yeah. I think that was like the first digital duet.
So who is this? Who's this singing this?
This is Sia.
Oh, Sia, okay. All right, so this is from Finding Dory, and the reason that we have this is because this apparently was the number one movie of 2016. We have a list of them, which we'll go through, plus because Chuck's not here, Victoria will have box office totals from this weekend, right after these words with DJV.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes, most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
All right, we have 56 past the hour now. The biggest grossing movies of 2016, let's see, Rogue One was number one this past weekend, probably number one for the month of December, but it was not the highest grossing film, and that's how the folks in Hollywood are going to measure all of this stuff as to what they will work on in the future. Maybe it's because of the audience that's attracted to number one movie, although it's a broad audience that would go to see Rogue One, mm-hmm. $393 million domestically. What else showed up well at the box office over this past weekend before we get to the totals for the year, Victoria?
Well, over the past weekend, Rogue One made another $64 million. So it's done really well, and it's only been out for 2 weeks. So that's pretty impressive. Yep. Number two was Sing, the animated new movie. That made $35 million, total gross of $55 so far. Passengers, that's the Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt space movie. That made another $15 million, a total of $22. Number four, to me, this is the most surprising movie perhaps of the year. It's a movie called Why Him? It's a comedy that stars James Franco and Bryan Cranston as the unlikely would-be son-in-law. And it debuted this weekend. It made $11 million over the Christmas weekend. So it has a budget of $38 million, so maybe it'll make it to that or not. I don't know. Maybe it was just people bored over Christmas weekend seeing anything that was out. But that's pretty surprising, $11 million.
I find Franco to be boring, frankly. He didn't. I like Bryan Cranston a lot. And might go see it because he's in it. But it's about some gross, this guy marrying Bryan Cranston's daughter, who's a jackass. So maybe it's typecasting.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But Bryan Cranston looks very funny in it. It's obviously meant to be a comedic vehicle for him to get away from all the serious stuff
he's been
like
doing.
Breaking Bad and everything that he does.
Yeah. All right, is that four or is that five?
That was number four. And then in fifth place was Assassin's Creed. that's based on a video game that made another $10 million. Yeah, I'm not interested in that stuff. Yep.
All right, so Rogue One for the year made $393 million domestically. The Avengers got $408 million domestically. Spider-Man did okay. But the winner of the box office is this Finding Dory, $486 million. That's $150 million more than Finding Nemo, which was the base, basically the seed for Finding Dory, right?
Absolutely. I mean, Finding Nemo was a really cute movie, but the standout character from Finding Nemo was Dory, the little cute fish with memory loss from voiced by Ellen DeGeneres. So,
where
it's
are
the power
you?
Of Ellen.
Yeah, apparently. Well.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.